private memories that make holidays special, moments apart from preordained parades and speeches. Storyteller Gene Shepherd recalls such a moment when the world engraved itself deeply upon him. He was 5 years old.
I can recall being out in the backyard of our house, and it was the 4th of July. And I knew it was the 4th of July because people were shooting off firecrackers and everything all around me. When all of a sudden there was this deep rumble in the air, and it was hot. This was outside of Chicago in northern Indiana. And when it's July in northern Indiana, the heat comes rolling down those long prairies like a vast tidal wave of nothing but pure misery, bringing with it millions and billions and trillions of mosquitoes. And you can smell the lake about maybe 3 or 4 miles to the north with its dead perch and its detergent coating. Anyway, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and hot, and I'm a kid. I'm out there in the backyard fooling around with a clothespin or something, when all of a sudden there's this deep rumble in the air, just a sort of rolling sound. And it sounded like something coming closer. And people started to come out of their houses. I remember Mrs. Bruner next door in her apron coming out. She weighed 400 pounds, and she came thundering out on the back porch looking up. And my mother came out. They were hearing this thing, too. When suddenly, over the top of our house, it seemed to come, was this fantastic silver shape. It covered the whole sky. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen, and it just slowly drifted over the backyards of Indiana. It was this tremendous dirigible, or do you prefer dirigible? It was one of the great zeppelins of the world making a visit to Chicago for the 4th of July. Chicago was about 30 miles north of us. And this magnificent thing just hung in the air. It looked like it stretched from the horizon to the horizon. You could see the flashing silver propellers and just the deep throb, boom, 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 of its engines. It was truly a magical sight. It was like seeing a great silver gossamer yacht or something in the air. And then a few firecrackers went off and somebody shot off a skyrocket that looked unbelievably puny, with that great silver, beautiful thing drifting over us. And ever since that time, that has always been the fourth to me. The silver shadow drifting over Chicago and the cornfields of Indiana in the tremendous heat of July. This is Gene Shepherd for National Public Radio.